Perth's own 6PR, where you don't miss a thing.
6 minutes past 4 o'clock here on 882 6PR. It's time to talk about the future. And who would we talk to about the future? None other than our very own Morris Mizalowski. G'day, Morris.
G'day, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. And how's life over in the eastern states at the moment? Are you sort of unhappy that you're not here in Perth?
Of course, I always am.
We've had a totally bizarre day today. The temperature got up to about 36.3 degrees.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's dropped back down now to 27. So very strange weather. Now, Morris, one of the big things that's happening in the media at the moment, and certainly it's something that Paul Cook, who does the show before mine on 6PR, was talking about, is Occupy Wall Street and the fact that these occupations are now starting to happen right the way around the world. And they're communicating with each other through a relatively recent innovation called social media.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems to have taken the world by storm. What started off 2 weeks ago as a protest outside Wall Street literally has just grown to, I think, over 1,000 cities, they're saying now.
Crikey.
And as you said absolutely correctly, the conversation between each of the groups now seems to be through the social media portals. So they're using their Facebooks, their Twitters, their LinkedIns, their YouTubes to talk backwards and forwards between these 1,000 cities or so.
It was interesting as well. I noticed that, because I was following a little bit of this on Twitter, and saw that they were promoting something called the Global Stream, I think they called it. And what it was is people who have got iPhones and iPads and things like that were filming in the parks that they're currently occupying, and it was being streamed directly onto the internet. So what we were seeing is a lot of the conflict that's happening with the police forces that isn't making it into the mainstream media.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're seeing real-time, real situ out of those 1,000 cities. As you said, you know, somebody's cell phone or whatever they're using, they're able to come backwards and forwards. It's quite amazing, and it's the revolution behind this that I think is most interesting. And putting aside the political side of what's going on, this is a phenomenon that we've never, ever seen before. We had the protests, certainly in the States around the 50s and 60s, and the Martin Luther Kings and all those sorts of activities. We had Gandhi's. We've had pockets of people that have had civil protests, civil unrest, but it certainly has not spread around the globe like this at all, ever.
I mean, social media is something that has really only popped its head up in the last probably 4, maybe 5 years at the outset, but it's something that is rapidly expanding. We've got a lot of resistance from certain parts of society. Certainly, I think a lot of 6PR's listeners would be kind of like, well, what's the use in social media? I don't want to know what that guy had for lunch. But social media can be so much more than that.
It can, and you're right, it's only been around about 5 years. It's about 6 years in total for people to start using it. But it's phenomenal how far it's come, and this is a perfect example of how far it's come, how quickly. But the reason it's become so popular so quickly is because it really harkens back to something that's inside of us that we've always wanted, and it's been latent for the last 200 years. I believe that we were hardwired anthropologically to live in tribes, live in societies. And going back past 200 years, there's lots of evidence that we looked after each other, meaning somebody went and got the firewood, somebody built huts out of it, somebody, you know, lit the fire, did whatever else, and we relied on each other for what we did. At the Industrial Revolution 200 years ago, we said, that was a great experiment, guys, that's over though. Let's move on, let's become solar, let's have our own careers, let's go into what was what we now call a nuclear family of 2.4, and we lost connection. And I think we've really been trying or striving to come back to that point, and social media is the online equivalent of what we've always done. So what you're finding is that people are enjoying, for whatever reason, being connected now with a whole group of people that they were not able to connect with before.
It certainly is an interesting paradigm, and I hesitate to use that word, but this is a conversation that is now happening 24/7 globally, and you can drop in and out of this conversation just as easily as though you were walking into a pub and meeting a group of friends.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. That's a perfect analogy. It is like you're walking into a pub or a cafe or wherever else, or peering over the fence. A lot of it is inane. I mean, there's no way that you could say all of it is worthy of listening. But then again, most of the conversations that you might eavesdrop into that other people are having really aren't all that worthy. And that's because we don't have the context of why they're talking about it and who they are.
Mm.
So to an outsider, it always seems not as purposeful as to the people in it. And that's what I think is really, for many people that don't get social media, that's what they're rallying against, quite rightly, that dropping into a conversation without context, without being part of the group, doesn't make sense. I mean, why do I care what they're doing?
You know, a similar comparison would be people who say, look, I'm never going to use a telephone because telephones are used just for spreading gossip. But, I mean, really, a tool is about what you use it for.
And that is said perfectly. I mean, the tool itself, technology, I always say, is benign. In and of itself, it does nothing. It requires a human being behind it to make it do something, whether it's good or bad. And it comes down to everything of whether we use it for niceness or for evilness, to quote Get Smart.
Good point. Now, is it something that we're going to start seeing used in mainstream media for information gathering?
We have already. It's quite amazing. When you think back to the last year, and unfortunately the tragedies that we had in Perth, we had in Queensland, we had in Victoria, I mean, wherever it was on the globe, the last 6 or 7 months, the reports that we've seen on our televisions, in our newspapers, have always included first-hand reporters, and they have been Facebook or Twitter or YouTube. And it's not uncommon for a reporter to write, on Facebook so-and-so said, or on Twitter they talked about. So very, very quickly, we're finding the media has taken this as being a tool. I can tell you, as recently as a year ago, I think maybe even 10 months ago, I was still talking to media outlets trying to convince some of them to use this as a tool, and they were not all that enamored of it.
Mm.
And also talking about it as being the negative, as being the death knell of traditional media.
I mean, we look at a few years ago and MySpace was the big flavour. Then it was Facebook.
Yeah.
And now I would argue that it's starting to lean towards Twitter. Is Twitter the end of it, or do you think we're going to see more after that?
Twitter's just the beginning of it. It can't be the end of it because we're only 6 years in and this is what we have.
Mm.
There's a lot down the track. Twitter is actually interesting in Australia. We have 22 million people in Australia, and we've got 1.6 million Twitter accounts in Australia. And over the last month, these are September's stats, over the last month we had 10,000 less users in Twitter.
Right.
So Twitter seems to be trending down across some of the globe over the last couple of months. I'm not reading much into that at this stage. I think what we're finding is that lots and lots of people have joined it and have been in it for a while and are not finding purpose or just aren't using it regularly.
Mm. I mean, one of the biggest groups I see using it are, in fact, people in the media, journalists.
Yes, absolutely. And it's being used tremendously for that. I'm also finding there's business, which is the thing that I talk about a lot, obviously, that businesses are starting to come to terms with as well and using it.
So how can a business use it that doesn't come across in a way that's spammy?
Businesses use it very much in a marketing sense rather than in a selling sense. So there's no use going out there and spruiking and saying, this is who I am, come and buy from me. There's a great example of a company called Best Buys in the States, which sells electronics. It's kind of like our Dick Smith's, very large retail store, chains all over the place. What they've done is to, and this has been going on for 18 months or so, is that they offer tweet help. And what tweet help is their existing staff who, when they're not serving in store and not merchandising, so first call is always in store, when they're not doing that, they're encouraged to go online to Twitter and to answer people's technology questions.
Uh-huh.
Mm. So regardless of what the question is, as long as it's about a piece of technology, you'll find one of the people, and they've got about 5,000 plus employee base, one of them will come to your rescue. And you don't have to be a customer, they don't even have to know who you are. What they're doing is answering questions, they're building their brand, and over the first 12 months of doing this, they added 6% to their bottom line.
Whoa, okay, so there is some usefulness there for business.
And there's lots of them. GE has a really good site on Twitter, which allows you to come in and out and offer advice, to give them information, tell them what you think they should and shouldn't be doing, so they're using it as what might traditionally have been a focus group. Lots of companies are doing it that way. So we're finding that people are coming to Twitter and Facebook and the others and looking at it just as a tool, and that's what I encourage people to just think of it as a tool, forget the fad. It's a piece of communication, it's a way that you can get a message out there and hear, importantly, and that's the beauty of social media. We often talk about it too much as being a speaking tool and not enough as being a listening tool.
Mm, absolutely.
And there's so much listening that we can do in social media, which again from a business viewpoint is so important because we as consumers want to be heard. We want to make sure that companies know what we want from them, what we expect of them, and this is a terrific way for them to get to know that.
Maurice, when we opened our segment, we talked initially about the Occupy Wall Street movement, which is spreading around the world. We've had an off-air caller who wants to know when they can find a little bit more information about that. Do you know anything about it?
Yeah, there's tons, I mean literally tons and tons. The first thing, of course, is just to do a search. There is a Facebook page, which is the one I've been following, which is Occupy Together. So if they're a Facebook, person, just type in Occupy Together. And this is the official one that they're using to send information backwards and forwards. again in the Twitter stream, just do a hashtag of Occupy Wall Street or Occupy Sydney or whatever else.
Gotcha.
And you'll get the stream of that information. But otherwise, literally, there are thousands and thousands of Google bits and pieces around that you'll be able to find.
So just jump on Google and do a quick search for it. Maurice, as always, wonderful to talk to you. You always know what's going on the pulse. If any of our listeners would like to find out a little bit more about you and the services that you provide, how can they do so?
It's all the W's, of course, businessfuturist.com.
businessfuturist.com. Maurice Wieselowski, thanks so much for joining us.
A pleasure. Have a great week, everyone.
Good on you, Maurice, there from, well, businessfuturist.com. And, well, Maurice always seems to know about the cool stuff that's coming down the pipeline. So I look forward to speaking to him every single Sunday on the Sunday session.